Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a mug on, dress like a $1 million, got things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. For Steve Harvey,
put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, if I had time enough to tell the whole trip, the whole journey, then y'all would be sitting up in there going, okay, Steve, are we going to play the show this week? But man, it's been a lot of amazing things has happened to me over the years. And not all of them good. It's been some amazingly bad things that have happened too. But I just come on in the morning as a reminder to everybody of the actual goodness of God, that, you know, man, that these mistakes that you're making, that these setbacks that you keep having, that these falls that keep occurring in your life, that they all are leading you somewhere if you just don't ever give up. That's the key. You can never, ever give up, because you don't know how the trip has been laid out for you. You know, if somebody had told me years ago when I had the dream of being on TV, and then I thought about being one of the best comedians I could be, you know, when I started, if somebody had told me everything that was going to have to happen in order for me to get there, I would have changed it. I would have said, okay, well, I ain't going to be that. How about this? See, and no one can know all of the events of their life ahead of time. You know, it'd be so nice, wouldn't it? You know, to prepare for it, see it coming, be aware of the haters, always knowing when the backstabbing moment is coming in your life, always knowing when you're going to get blindsided by the enemy. It would be really great to know that, wouldn't it? Well, that's not how it works. So, since no one knows exactly the challenges and the pitfalls and the detours that's going to beset them, it's imperative that you just don't give up. Because, see, knowing these things, we as human beings by nature would choose another route. But it ain't the route God got for you, though. See, the route God got for you, if you trying to do the right thing, if you doing the best you can, if you ain't out here just intentionally just messing over folks, if you using faith, and that's the belief in things that you cannot see, if you have something on the inside of you to keep saying there's got to be more to life than that, then that's you. You, my friend, have a great chance here. And if you've ever had that feeling and gave up on it, just get it back. Just ask for it back. Just say, hey, man, I'm getting back to the way I used to be. Because there's a change that's available in your life, but you got to take it. You got to take a shot at it, folks. There's a chance for you to get it right, but you got to take a shot at it, folks. There's a chance for you to turn this whole thing around with God's help, but you got to take a shot at it. You. See, this decision is yours. The decision to lay down and give up, that's yours. It ain't it just got too hard for me, life too much. Man, life hard and too much for everybody. What I got to get you to see is if you don't lay down and give in to it, there's some great things in store for your life. Because all of the things, every lesson that I've ever learned, the best lesson has been a bought lesson. My father used to always tell me, he said, son, best lessons in life, the one you'll value and learn the most is a bought lesson. I didn't quite understand that being young, but I sure got it now. Ain't no lesson like a bought lesson, the one you pay for. Those are the ones that hold to you, that stick to you, that start turning you into who you're going to be. Those are the character builders. See, you got to be forged to get to where you want to go in life. See, that's what the challenges and missteps is for. That's what the failing is about. Now, I know you don't like it. I didn't. I know you're not comfortable with it. I wouldn't. I know you wish it was over sooner than later. I always do. I always want it to be over sooner than later because the later, man, it just seems like it's so much I got to go through. But let me tell you something, man. If you can forge your way through it and understand that you are forged in life. I don't know. I was on TBN one time and I was doing one of my motivational speeches and I began to wonder about this experience I had at Ford Motor Company. And one of the things that I had came to the realization of was that job at Ford Motor Company taught me a couple of valuable lessons. First of all, that I had to be at work on time because I always was. I had a really, really good work record, man. I was a great employee because I didn't want to disappoint anybody. You know, I'd already saw the look on my parents' face when I flunked out of college. I wanted my father to know that I was a hard worker. And so when I got the job at Ford, I wanted to prove to my father, my mother, you know, the naysayers, hey, man, I know how to stick to something. But my last job after the auto industry started going down, my last job was in the foundry. And my job was to stand at the end almost where the engines first come out of the furnace. See, the engines are poured into a mold, it's hot, melted down metal, whatever they call it, lava, whatever. They pour it into a mold, and it goes into this furnace that's extremely hot. And my job was, after the heat was applied to the engine block, it would come through, and it would go through a hardening stage. But the way it was hardening, they would cool it suddenly. They would flush it with water. It would just blast water on it. But the fire and the high temperature is what made the engine block solidify. It's because it's got to get real hot, get melted down first. Then it's got to get poured into a mold. Then it's got to be pressure hit with water and all of this. And then it's real hot now. It's still hot, even though there's water been shot up. But when it comes out the other side, there's a lot of flashing in it. The flashing is metal from that to drip through the cast molding on it, just like flecks of extra pieces of metal. My job was to hit this engine block in the front with this huge, heavy rubber mallet, knock all the flashing off the front, and when it came around back, to bam, hit it real hard again on the backside. And that became the core of what the car is. A car without a great engine is nothing. It's just a pretty looking vehicle over there. But if it can't do what it was made to do because the engine block then cracked. See, you can have a car look real good, but if it freezes, an engine block crack, it's over, man. You got to get a new block. The block is the core. But in order for you for the car to do what it's got to do, it's got to have a strong engine in it. In order for the engine to be strong, it's got to be forged in steel, come through fire, get poured in a mold, cooled off, heated, knocked around, beat on the front end, beat on the back end, in order for it to be what it's going to be. The moral of the story, folks, is you got to get forged in fire to be what you're going to be. You got to get beat up. You got to get pressure washed. You got to have heat on you. You got to get melted down. You got to get poured into a mold. That's how you become who you are. So the tough things that you're going through, the difficult challenges and the setbacks. I know a brother who went to prison, man, and the whole reason he ended up going to prison, because he was looking out the window, looking out in the yard at him working out. And then the next thing you know, man, this brother decided that he was going to go out there and work out. Well, guess what? He's one of the top trainers in country today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, may I have your undivided attention, please? This is what's called a PSA, better known as a public service announcement. You today will be tested. You will be extended. You will be privileged. And you will be rewarded. We are going to find out how well you drive in a car, how long you can hold coffee in your mouth. We will find out if you will be able to quiet your laughter to where it's self-maintained and not draw any attention to bosses from bosses or coworkers. You will be tested on your ability not to laugh at things that you know good and well you're not supposed to laugh at. This is a test today.
Come on, boy.
We hope that you all fail.
Yes, miserably. Miserably.
Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley.
Hey, good morning to you, Steve.
Yes, Carla.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Junior.
Morning, Unc.
Jay.
I am now on a championship team, baby. Championship team.
And ladies and gentlemen, Thomas Miles.
Yes, sir. Top of the morning. Top, top, top.
Yo.
That was interesting.
Well.
So no more Nephew Tom. So yeah. We're done with Nephew Tom?
I don't know.
You don't even know who he is now.
Well, he knows. Who are
they're
you?
All here, Jay. They're all here.
They're all here.
Who are
hell,
you?
Hell,
did y'all have a mentor
here
meeting or something? He told you to change the
What? We have yet to meet. He been out here a week. We ain't talked, text, called, nothing.
Oh, but Steve, that's got to be on you because
has
you
he been to
so
the
much
show?
He has
to the
not
show
text,
or nothing? No.
Call, tweeted. The only time I talk to Tommy is on the air with you all. So I have decided that this mentoring is just radio restricted.
Oh, God.
You got to turn on the air.
You got a minimum break.
I mean, that's all we got, Carla.
Tommy, January is coming to a close.
It's over.
It's the 29th day. What's happening?
We're good. We're good. I got to get settled in. He won't let me. You know, I'm getting the apartment. I'm getting settled in. Just hold tight. I'm coming.
Don't
didn't
take
he
much
say,
time to
excuse
text
me, guys. Guys.
I said February 28th is what I asked.
Excuse me. Guys.
Oh, well, you got
he
another 30 days.
Excuse me. Guys, that's not what he said.
What did he say?
He said January 22nd.
Oh,
I said that's when I was coming to town. That's
okay, this is the first time hearing. So you don't need mentoring until the 20th
of
February after Black History Month is all over and you have made several black mistakes.
Because you're black.
You need mentoring going into spring break.
You don't hold up on that mentoring to the 28th. I'm good to the 28th.
So he ain't making no decisions to the 28th. Y'all see what I'm up against?
All right, listen, guys. Got some highlights from last night's Grammy Awards.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, before we get into the Grammy talk, go ahead with your mentoring session on the air.
Just,
this
I
is
just,
all we
guys,
have. Yeah.
Okay, before I talk to Tommy, just let me get some guidance. myself from y'all.
Okay.
Because y'all hang out with Tommy.
Yeah, yes. We love Tommy.
So,
my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If Tommy doesn't want the mentoring session, the first one, until February 28th, I'm just trying to go with that. Now,
Let me fix this.
Today
I said
is
I was
January 29th.
Yes.
Okay, so let me say
we done done that all of this month. Now we finna do all of February. Y'all don't think that he gonna make in the first 2 months of a year any decisions about the new year?
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure you already did.
Yeah, absolutely. We all have.
So wouldn't you think that now my mentoring is going to be like it's always been?
Well,
what
no.
What you do that for?
Well,
why
no.
Why you sign that?
Those are your reactions.
But this time he says he's actually going to listen to you. You had to say that before because he didn't listen.
Okay.
But surely, not just because he started late.
If he's already made the decision, if he's already decided, this is what he's doing. I mean, you really, 2018 in this business should practically be mapped out by now.
Really? By the end of January?
Mapped out. There's such things as late bloomers, Steve. Maybe Tommy's a late bloomer. He's starting a little late.
He's 50.
Oh, we're not going
to. In the year, not in his chronological age.
No, what he's saying, Shirley, is that Tommy's 50. He ain't no late
bloomer. I know. Yeah. That's what late bloomers means, though.
But how long is he
going? Until February, damn it. He's good.
Tommy just moved. He's got to get settled in. Steve.
Okay, so you asked him what's happening, Shirley.
Okay, what's happening, Tommy? What's going on?
I'm right here. How come he can't say that?
I don't know.
Okay, then.
Shirley,
Tommy, I said.
What I
you
was
waiting till February 28th for?
It was you. Okay, let me say. Let's backtrack.
Yeah,
I
he's
said
right,
I was moving.
Steve.
Okay. Here we go. So, I'm in L.A. today, Uncle Steve, all the way to Friday. Do you have any time this week? I come up to the show. Not where we are. See, that's what they did before, ain't it?
I don't know.
Junior.
They act like they worked the wall in Game of Thrones. Like they just
you know what? I mean, even his lunches is booked.
Nah, it's yeah. Booked solid, it's Tommy, solid coming up there.
This is what they did to me. Yeah. That's how I got to February.
I mean, there's no time. We'd love to squeeze you in, but there's no time.
Where you going to go?
See, that's Mr. Team Tommy right there. You hear that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he got all his lunch breaks is booked, too.
Oh,
so.
My God. A time.
But when does he eat? When does he eat?
About 3:45.
3:45 to 3:46. He's got to squeeze that in.
Yeah.
3:45, 3:46, he's got to be finished and back on the
okay,
set.
Okay, I have an idea.
We got a drum roll for a date, Steve.
I have an idea.
Okay, what is
Tommy,
it?
Tommy,
yes,
can
sir.
You just give me, and I can start. Give me the first subject we'll discuss, and I can start. I can start texting you information to even start considering.
That's big.
That's fair.
Because... It doesn't matter.
Who are these people on the board? Who are these people?
What are you talking about?
Junior and
show.
Jay.
Oh.
We're up at the show working.
No, we're trying to work to get you in. Now, I got two mentoring sessions already in there.
Because
I don't have no problem going in the back room and asking Uncle. He right there.
Because you're already in there. You're there. You're in the building.
But he can't get Monday. Because I got that.
Because
Monday's locked down, man.
Jay got two.
Tommy, you're gonna really have to push.
We're
on
dark
this
on
one.
Wednesday,
yeah,
so
we
that
need
brings
now.
You back to Thursday.
You probably gonna be gone.
When are they gone? That's what I want to know.
Hey, what's going on with the Oscars, Carla?
You mean the Grammys? Steve, you still haven't given him a date.
I'm not decorated enough to give him that. So.
Let's go really quickly.
All right. Last night, the 60th annual Grammy Awards in New York City at Madison Square Garden. Hosted by late night host and carpool karaoke guy, you know him, James Corden.
He's funny.
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. It has been 15 years since the Grammys were in New York City, and the show's producers wanted to switch things up a bit, yep, after being snubbed and overlooked in major categories. For nearly four decades, hip-hop figures led the pack in nominations. Hear, hear. All right, Jay-Z had eight nominations, including the biggest album of the year, record of the year, song of the year, and best rap album. Kendrick Lamar, love him too, followed with seven nods. Bruno Mars, we love Bruno, had six. Then our girl SZA, she's new to the scene. She's the most Grammy-nominated woman of the year with five nominations.
Yeah, she's a bad girl.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. The most Grammy-nominated woman of the year, she, like I said, she had five nominations, and she tied with male artists Khalid and Childish Gambino. Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
There was plenty of musical performances on Music's Biggest Night, including Childish Gambino, Stay Woke, Pink, SZA, and Kendrick Lamar with his explosive set with U2 and Dave Chappelle. Wow. Take a listen.
Hey. Hi. I'm Dave Chappelle, and I just wanted to remind the audience that the only thing more frightening than watching a black man be honest in America is being an honest black man in America. Sorry for the interruption. Please continue.
I got a lot of guys in this building right now that I still idolize to this day. Jay-Z, Nas, Puff, you know? These guys showed me the game through their lyrics from close and from afar. So with that being said, this trophy to hip-hop, real talk. That's love, baby. Jay for president.
Nothing for Monique for comedy?
Not.
All right, Music's Biggest Night was unbelievable. It was good. But Monday, it is Monday, so get ready for Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam. They are up next with Church Complaints.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news and, of course, highlights from last night's Grammys. But right now, it is time for Deacon Def Jam and Reverend Motown with today's Church Complaints.
Oh, Lord. My. That's Johnny Gill, if you want to know.
Yeah. My.
Look, we are here again.
Yeah.
On this great Monday morning. Not to give thanks, but to give complaints.
Well, wait a minute now.
To twitch and moan about things going on.
Yes.
I have the most ungrateful congregation.
Well, not everybody, man.
Ever gathered. Under a cross. And who leads them?
Now, the bringer
of the bad news.
Just the messenger.
This was my friend.
We are still.
I gave him the position of deacon.
We not.
He was working down at the car wash doing wheels.
Yeah.
Picked him up. Turned him round. Rashawned him.
you messed yourself up.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good. Ladies and gentlemen, Def Jam.
Yes, good morning, everyone, and Pastor, Reverend Motown. We have a situation, Pastor. I don't know if you know about this. The UFC Church Hat Fighting Team. All right, the UFC Church Hat Fighting Team has their first fight on Saturday against Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. Our very own sister Barbretta Daniels is favored to have them tap it out in less than 1 minute. The issue is that the team wants to paint the church van with a slogan, Sister Slam Squad. And it's going to be up to you on if you're going to let these sisters paint on the van.
I have told the sisters that they've got to modernize. Now, they have raps now. that you can do your truck in a wrap.
All right, don't make Sister Barbretta mad now. She will have you tapping
Sister Barbretta can rap the church in what the slogan is again, Deacon?
The slogan is our Sister Slam Squad.
Wrap it in that, but you can't paint the van.
All right, leave the van white and don't paint the van.
Right.
Wrap it in, Sister.
And make sure the cross is showing.
Make sure cross is showing.
Because a lot of times when we're trying to cut through traffic, we need that cross showing because the church van is actually an old used ambulance.
Right. Right. All right, here we go. Pastor, the wig bandit has struck again, only this time he did not go after the sisters. He pulled Brother Sherman Baptiste's wig off, and his wife had no idea. And
she
he wants to sue the church because Sister Claudine Baptiste is now leaving him.
What? They're breaking up couples at the church?
I don't understand this here complaint.
Let me tell you one more time. The wig bandit
struck
again. I
heard you, Deacon. I'm not understanding how the church gets sued.
Well, the church has not caught the wig bandit, Pastor, and now the man is losing his wife because the wife didn't know about him wearing this house. He didn't know anything at all.
Well, Deacon, I don't really know how the church is held liable.
Well, you got this wig bandit running around and
no, we ain't got nothing.
Pat, don't get mad at me. Why are you?
Well, I'm just telling you, this is a citywide crisis.
All right.
He ain't just up in here jackpot.
Oh, I didn't know he was hitting other churches.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. It's nationwide, right. Surely.
Who knew?
He taking buses. He crossed town. He the cross town wig bandit.
It's his job.
All right. I don't know what to tell him. Okay, I fixed that on my own.
Yeah.
Here's a serious issue. Brother Kirk Franklin wants us to boycott T.D. Jakes and the Potter's House for offering him $350 to sing at 3 o'clock service. He says he knows for sure that they paid Fred Hammond five times that at 10 o'clock service. Your thoughts, Pastor, on the boycott?
We not getting involved with boycotting anything Bishop Jakes do. He has a mega church.
Mm-hmm.
We got 32 members.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are we going to do?
I mean, do we rather want Kirk to just sing here? I don't know what to tell.
I mean, well, let me ask you this. If you got to get in a fight and try to whoop somebody, you want to get jumped on by Kirk Franklin, or you want to get jumped on by Fred Hammond?
No, I'd rather Kirk jump on me. I don't want
Kirk,
Fred
bring
Hammond.
His little ass on down here. Let's get it started. We're going to leave Hammond alone because Hammond's from Detroit.
Kirk just had a birthday, too, last week.
Hammond come with other issues.
Yeah, and other people. Yes, he
yes
does.
Sir.
All right, so tell Kirk we not going to boycott with him. All right.
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
All right, Pastor.
As a matter of fact, stomp that.
Pastor.
Pastor, come on now. Brother Abraham
Oh, happy
Gidry.
Birthday, Kirk, if you're listening.
If you're listening.
Belated.
Stomp, Kirk, it's your birthday. Brother Abraham Gidry has been telling members that he is 100% Hebrew and that he is from Israel. He also telling them that most of the people in the Bible he is kin to. He's telling them to come have a private Bible study with him because he knows more than you do.
That all that might be true.
But he ain't no Hebrew pastor. That his last name Gidry.
His last name is Gidry, and his first name is Abraham.
Yes.
Let's go over some of the Abrahams that could possibly be Hebrew other than him. Was Abraham Lincoln Hebrew? No.
No.
Was Abraham Jackson Hebrew?
Not that I know of.
No.
Right.
Abraham Willis, was he Hebrew?
No, he was not.
So how in the hell is Abraham Guidry going to be Hebrew?
I have no earthly idea, pal.
Go by, if he was related to all them people in the Bible, why is he working down at the tire store?
That's the question.
You don't think that the Lord would have done something special in his life by now?
All right. Pastor Deacon, we got to get out of here. Coming up at the top of the hour.
You down at Just Tires, and you is kin to the law.
More highlights from last night's Grammy Awards, and Miss Ann will be here with today's national news and headlines.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, last night, of course, was music's biggest night. It was the Grammys, the 60th annual Grammy Awards. They were back in New York City at Madison Square Garden. This show was really good.
You all have to keep me abreast because I know this is going to come as a surprise to you.
What?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
What?
Sorry. You weren't glued?
You usually watch the Grammys all the time, too, Steve.
I ain't never watched a Grammy.
Yes, you did. You watched them last year. We talked about it.
No, I saw Kendrick Lamar.
Right, his performance. Yeah. Last night, too.
I didn't watch it. I just happened to be cutting through. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't cutting through last night because I was glued to Netflix. I was glued to the TV.
Yeah. All right. Stop. Sit down. Be humble. Come on now.
loyalty.
Yeah, the show was good. It was good last night. After being snubbed and overlooked, hip-hop led the pack in nominations. Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Bruno Mars, SZA, Khalid, Childish Gambino, DJ Khaled, Rihanna, etc. Here are some of the highlights. Check it out.
And the Grammy goes to... Loyalty, Kendrick Lamar, DJ Rihanna.
And the Grammy goes to...
Alessia Carr.
Yeah!
The Grammy goes to... Damn, Kendrick Lamar.
And the Grammy goes to... Dave Chappelle.
And the Grammy goes to... That's What I Like.
And the Grammy goes to... 24 Karat Magic.
And the Grammy goes to 24 Karat Magic, Bruno Mars.
All right, Steve, you know we absolutely love us some Kendrick Lamar, some Jay-Z, DJ Khaled, Rihanna, on and on. Well, tomorrow is another big night. The president of these United States is set to deliver.
Come on, Jay.
Set to deliver his first State of the Union speech, the State of the Union address.
Yeah.
So speaking of being glued to the TV,
we're going
to
boycott that.
That's what you mean. Yeah.
No, I'm watching this.
Yeah.
Because he's going to tell
you. Watch too, Steve.
All you're going to hear, listen to me.
He's not a good speech giver.
No. All you're going to hear is right. Right? I did it, right?
Terrific.
I
changed the economy. He's going to talk about the economy. He's going to talk about the strongest military. He's going to talk about the lowest rate of unemployment for African Americans. Mm-hmm. He's going to talk about the highest numbers in the stock market. He's going to talk about all of that. That's what this whole thing is going to be focused on.
Yep. I did this.
Border control, making this country safe again. That's all he's going to talk about.
State of the Trump address.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people boycotting, you know.
A lot of Democrats.
A lot of mayors are definitely boycotting, not going at all.
Mm-hmm. John Lewis from Georgia is boycotting. I mean, you know, come on now.
Maxine Waters.
The S-hole comments alone.
Are we not supposed to watch it?
No, it's just some people have decided not to watch. He wants you to watch, but there are a lot of people that have decided not to even go and not to watch.
But, Steve, is that one black guy going to be there? You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, the one with the...
With the long ponytail or whatever he has.
With the ponytail.
Yeah.
Black
for Trump.
Right, yeah. Right there. So that's going on tomorrow night.
Is it on Netflix?
Tomorrow night or tonight?
Yeah, it'll be everywhere.
Tomorrow night or tonight?
It's tomorrow night.
Okay. I got to do two shows. I got to do two shows. I'm going to probably miss it.
You probably don't.
You think? All right, Miss Ann is here. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here. Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. And this is the news. Well, casino mogul Steve Wynn is reportedly leaving his post as GOP finance chair amid reports of sexual impropriety. Steve Wynn, a big donor to the Republican Party, has led the party's national committee's fundraising efforts ever since Donald Trump took office and selected him to do it. However, the Wall Street Journal reports that a number of women who work for Steve Wynn say they've been harassed or assaulted by the casino owner. And that one case actually led to a $7.5 million settlement with a manicurist. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. The RNC says it has accepted Wynn's resignation. Meanwhile, Florida's Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he's fired his chief of staff after reports of improper conduct with subordinates. President Trump is scheduled to make his first State of the Union address tomorrow night. His aides are suggesting that he's going to sound more compromising than combative. We'll see. Trump will reportedly try and sell the nation on his economic and tax policies, as well as how he wants to change the country's immigration setup. It's only about a week and a half away before the current federal stopgap funding bill expires. One component of the measure is an immigration deal that protects the so-called Dreamers, young folks brought here illegally as kids. The president's sentiments on the issue, you know, have gone from hot to cold. But last week, Trump proposed giving the estimated 1.8 million undocumented young people a pathway to citizenship in exchange for Democrats backing his $25 billion to finish that border wall he's talking about. Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin says that's a beginning. Republican Senator Kevin McCarthy says the bill's the least promising.
I think the president did the right thing by laying out where he wants to be, where he thinks the starting point is. We've got to decide, do we go large, do we go medium, or do we go small?
Both lawmakers were on NBC's Meet the Press. At last night's 60th Grammy Awards ceremony, Bruno Mars won six Grammys, including this one for Song of the Year, which is That's What I Like. That's What I Like. Jay-Z was nominated for eight, but he was shut out. Lifetime Achievement Awards were presented to Neil Diamond, Queen, and the always gorgeous and super talented Tina Turner. And that's what I like. And Tom's at the box office, what a lot of folks watched and liked this weekend. They went to the movies. And yes, there were a lot of things coming on for the first time. The first time, for instance, Blade Runner of the Death Cure. That was the third and final installment of Blade Runner Death Cure was number one.
They took you because you're immune to a plague that's wiping out the human race. They think you're worth sacrificing to find a cure.
Well, I don't know if they'll find a cure. Eugene the Butterfly, 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, please introduce Jay. Jay, please introduce the butterfly. Happily.
Man,
happily.
This is going so downhill.
Change your attitude.
How can he
Steve.
Come to work realizing that this segment is almost done?
But it's Ladies not
saying this on
Say
the
that.
Air.
That's so embarrassing and humiliating
okay,
for him.
Well, I'm just
killing him, dog. You're killing
yeah, it's
him.
It's hurting him. Do you know the butterfly? Because I do.
Okay, I want to sing too.
Go ahead,
did
Steve.
You know, did you know the did butterfly?
Past tense?
Because I did.
He's still here today. He's still here today.
Did you Have you him? Known the butterfly? Because I knew him.
Yeah.
You got five
Have
out.
You seen on, the butterfly? Cause I
speak up for yourself.
I'm right here. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Where Steven. In the hell is the butterfly? Cause he's not here.
He's right there.
I said
Jeff.
I'm right here. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Everything okay. must come to an end, just like him.
Good morning, everyone. Junior, Carla,
Shirley. Hey, morning, Shirley. Butterfly. Flap on, flap
Sorry
on,
about
brother.
The stress.
Might not be saying that.
Good
no
morning,
more.
Butterfly.
Yeah, flutter, flutter.
Good Still, morning, Butterfly.
Do you be strong?
Good morning. I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. Strong in the struggle. Good morning. So, just wanted to let you all know that I went to the Grammys and.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
You did.
But I had terrible seats because Tommy got terrible seats. I'm sitting way in the back. Mm. And I wanted to. Talk
At
to you
Madison
all
Square
about
Garden, you were in the back.
Way in the back. Couldn't see top. Nothing.
Wow. It's called way in the top.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean, Steven.
Up by the lights.
Up by the catwalk.
And but the speaker.
I,
Well, I've been before, and let me just say, had you had better seats, you would have had a great time.
Yeah, I've been.
Well, I want to say this. Being part of this show, am I allowed to represent the Steve Harvey Morning Show and at least be on the, you know, like 10th row or something? Is there a way
no,
I can do that?
Because those are not. Yeah,
what?
Because we don't really get too much participation with the Grammys. So, and if we do, Shirley and Carly usually go.
But they don't even want to go. I'm the one that wants to be there and represent
well, you
the
know,
show.
They're more important components to the show. That's why they get off.
Steve, you're crushing
the Grammy
them.
Request them. They don't even know who you are.
Why are you always so negative to me? They don't
I'm
know
not,
who
I'm
I
just
am.
Truthful.
You think you're saying my segment is going down damn hill? Why do you do this? Why do you say these things to me?
Yeah. Well, truth is, you're almost out of here.
No, Steve.
No, what do you want me to do, Shirley?
You know don't what? Do it on the keep... air.
You know
don't
it's,
crush
no,
him.
Charlie, don't worry about it. Because you know what? I've been thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I've been called to preach. And that must be what I need to do is leave this.
What?
Hey! Hallelujah. Hey! Praise the Lord. Hold on. Okay.
Who called you?
J. Anthony Brown is going to be here to murder another hit coming up at 34
what,
after the hour.
What number was it?
Jesus.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is time. Introduce your boy so he can murder another hit.
J. Anthony Brown.
Thank you. Baltimore, 4 sold-out shows off the chain. Taco Tuesday, Cheryl Underwood, hosted by my girl.
Woohoo!
Shirley Strawberry.
Yes!
In the house. I hope Cheryl gets on stage because once Shirley Strawberry hits that stage, Steve, I'm telling you,
it's over.
Oh, okay,
it's
I'm
over
coming.
With.
I gotta see
I'm
this.
Coming
oh
tomorrow God. Night.
Oh
I'm
my
coming.
God, she's got so much I'm time. Coming. You're like Steve, please. I'm telling you, it's crazy. And the next week we got Earthquake. Now this song right here is in honor of the Grammys.
I got a lot of guys in this building right now that I still idolize to this day: Jay-Z, Nas, Puff. You know. These guys show me the game through their lyrics from close and from afar. So with that being said, this show for the hip-hop, real talk. That's love, baby. Jay for president.
We went back into the stash, and we pulled out a song by Kendrick Lamar. It has to do with how the State of the Union is going to be when President Barack Obama leaves the White House. Check it out.
All 8 years, he had to fight people. He's almost gone. In the fall, his time's up, but he didn't give up. And when he leaves us, y'all, it's gonna be all white. White, we gonna be all white. White, brother, we gonna be all white. White, sister, it's gonna be all white. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? We gonna be all white. White, brother, it's gonna be all white. White, sister, it's gonna be all white. White, baby, it's gonna be all white. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Gonna be all white. And when the day comes, Republicans celebrating, shooting handguns. The ball. Every single country for a saying they don't like us, Donald Trump, he wears a toupee. Hillary checks emails all day. Both of them are blind as can be. So you better believe when I say, when you go, black people won't have no vote. People, instead of raising dope, probably end up back in debt for sure. People, and he ate Roscoe's, had a number 9 that he took to go. People, he missed the J spot though. My eyes getting wet to see Obama go, cause it's gonna be all white.
What amazes to me is your diversity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like alarming to me. How did you know that song? What made you rewrite it? And it actually was prophecy.
So how
he
it's
actually
gonna be.
Prophesied in the song.
Yeah. there's going to be nothing for us when Trump gets in the White House. And they're very much, there's nothing for us.
Come,
he hasn't
come
spoke
to pass.
To us. He has not.
He has one cabinet member.
Yeah. Mm. One black cabinet
member. Ben Carson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That I know
that we never see.
Yeah, that we never see.
We never see him.
And when he talks, he's not seeing sleep. You because his eyes is closed.
Or in the back of his head.
Wow.
State of the Union, here we are.
State of the Union, here we go.
State of the Union. How long is that speech normally? Like about 30, 45 minutes?
It says it's going to be from 9 p.m. Eastern till about 10:30.
It's going to be real long when he's talking.
And he's the worst speech giver when he's reading off the
television. No collusion. There's no collusion. No collusion.
But what makes him a bad speech giver is he's reading.
Yeah.
So it's never fluid. Mm-mm. He doesn't read fluid, and then he goes off script, and then he got to get back on script.
He should just go off script.
I mean, when he gets in trouble.
There's no compassion in the speech.
No, there's not.
Man, if he don't read this paper in front of him, he in a world of trouble.
Yeah, but when he goes, we know how he really feels.
That's how he really feels,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They say when he goes off. From the heart. The White House said that.
Okay. All right, listen, when we come back, the nephew has a prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter, the subject, me and my man have a little situation. Keyword little in that. Mm-hmm. But up next, Nephew Tommy right here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Your son too fat.
Tommy.
What? Your son too fat. Stay with me one more time. Your son too fat.
Were you overweight as a child, Jay?
Oh yeah, I will husky jeans.
He's overweight as an adult.
I can tell. I can tell.
As a child,
he's still bitter about it.
I wore husky jeans and I can't let it go. Yes, jeans that said husky on the back. Yeah. Yes, I'm still bitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Run it, Kat. Your son too fat.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Kathy, please.
This is her.
Hi, Kathy. This is Kirby. I'm actually the owner at the daycare, Mines Daycare, where your son comes.
Okay.
All right. I'm sure you're familiar with my wife, Benita.
Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Oh, how's our little Devon? How's he doing?
He's good. He's laying down taking a nap.
Okay. You guys been coming here, I guess, about a year now, right?
Yes, yeah, since he was one.
Okay. Listen, I wanted to give you a call. I'm looking at some information. How is Devon doing at home? Is he eating properly at home?
When you say eating, what do you mean?
I mean, is he getting meals every time he's supposed to get them while he's at home?
Yeah. He eats. He's doing pretty good.
Okay. Now, there's no situation where you guys may be a shortage of food or anything like that, are you?
Wait a minute. Shortage of food? No, sir. My husband works real good. We don't have a problem with a shortage of food. Is there a problem with him?
Well, you know, we're looking at the records, and Lil Devon is two.
Yes, sir.
Have you looked at the comparison of two-year-olds? The majority of two-year-olds in comparison to, I guess I should say size, in comparison to Devon's size?
You mean like in body weight, body size? Yeah, I mean, he's a little tall, you know. He wasn't a small child when he was born. He was 10 pounds, but no, he's on the scale of right where he should be. He's just a little, you know, taller because his daddy is tall. But he's doing
okay. So you don't think he's anywhere in the ballpark of obesity?
At two, you mean fat?
I mean, I didn't want to be blunt, but Miss Kathy, I mean, your son's.
Let me just say, on a Sunday, I'm relaxing, and we talking about. You think my son is a little overweight or what? He's what's the problem?
I think he's fat. You know, and the problem I'm having here is
fat.
That I'm noticing the records of everything as
wait,
far
wait, wait, wait. We need to back up to you think he's fat. I've never spoken to you. Mr. Kirby, is that what you said?
My name is Kirby.
Okay, so every morning that I drop him off for a year and I give my daycare money, Miss Benita has never said anything about his eating habits. So you're telling me that you think my son is fat? Do you deal with him on a daily basis?
I don't deal with him on a daily basis. What I'm looking at is records that are showing me that he's eating way more than the rest of anybody at the daycare. And not only that, he's drinking probably a gallon of milk a day.
A gallon of milk? Y'all only get snacks two times a day, and he's there only for breakfast and lunch. And how in the hell is he drinking a gallon of milk? And if he is drinking a gallon of milk, do you need me to drink a gallon?
I'm blown away by this, ma'am, but all I know is this.
No, I'm blown away by this because you calling me on a Sunday, calling my damn child fat. That's the problem. And your wife has never said a damn thing. Never has she said one thing to me in a year when she collected my damn daycare money. She ain't said my son is eating y'all at a house and home.
Okay, well, you know, my wife's a different person, and she tries to be cordial with everyone.
Well, she's the one who deals with me, Mr. Kirby. I've never met you. Never met you, especially on a Sunday.
Well, the reason why I'm calling you on a Sunday, ma'am, is that I know tomorrow you're going to be trying to drop your son off.
I am going to drop him off.
That's kind of the reason why I'm calling you. Now, here's what we can do. There's two alternatives here. Either you can keep him at home.
No, I'm not keeping him at home. My husband works, and I work. I'm dropping my damn son off at 6:30 like I do every morning.
Okay, ma'am, listen. If we can't get him at the regular weight that he needs to be at,
because obviously you ain't the one that need to be talking to me. Because if you're not there every day, and I deal with your wife.
Ma'am, I'm telling you that your son is too big to be.
His fat is coming every morning, if that's the case. And if he's eating at a house and home, I'll send him some extra. But what I pay my money for is what you're going to feed him for. Two full meals and two snacks. And if he need extra, I'll put some in his bag.
But he's drinking a gallon of milk a day. I don't care.
There's no way possible that he can drink a gallon of milk a day.
Okay, ma'am, here's the deal. I don't want you to have to stop bringing your son there.
And I'm not.
Here's my second alternative. I will put him on a diet, okay? I'll give him an apple in a day.
You ain't no damn doctor. Are you from the health food program?
Ma'am, I will give him an apple and a glass of water in the morning, and I'll give him an apple and a glass of water in the evening, and then you guys can feed him when he gets home.
You must be certified in the food program, especially if you sitting up here telling me my damn son is going on a diet, and he's not drinking no water and no apple. He needs a full snack. If the other kids is having an apple and water, then that's what you better be serving him. But if that ain't the case, then hell no, he better get the full snack. So if that's graham crackers and apple juice, well, damn it, that's what my son better be getting. And if he want extra, he better get it.
Ma'am, listen, all I'm trying to tell you is your son drank too much. He drinks too much milk on a daily basis.
Whoa. You need to back the up. I know you did not cuss at me. I know you did.
I did not cuss at you. No. I caught myself.
You
I'm trying
got
to
ready to cuss at me. Let me tell you one thing. You ain't got to worry about it. We don't have nothing else to talk about. My husband, me, your wife, and everybody that works at that damn daycare better be there in the morning because at 6:30, we going to be there. And my son, he's coming all week, and he going to eat all week. If he wants 2 gallons of milk, he gonna drink it. If he wants 2 plates of food, he gonna get it. Cause I tell you what, we pay damn good money to come to that daycare. So,
let me explain something. You gonna bring your child up there? Then I'm gonna have to put him on some Slim Fast. Now I will put your child on Slim Fast. I was trying not to
give
go to this perspective, but I will.
Fast. Give him some Slim Fast, and you gonna get a Slim Fast whooping. I'm gonna whoop your and whoever gave it to him. Whoever gave it to him, they gonna get a Slim Fast whooping. All them little kids better have some Slim Fast. If he getting some, he better eat whatever they eating. If they eating steak, well, damn it, he better have some, too.
If we had steak, he'd probably eat the whole damn cow.
Well,
he
I
eating
don't care.
Too.
I pay for it, but he better not get no Slim Fast. I will shut it the down about my child.
Okay, I got something else you need to know about your son.
What the else do I need to know besides you think my son is overweight? What the else can you tell me today?
I need to tell you this. I need to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Lucretia got me to prank phone call you.
What the did you just say? What the did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend Lucretia got me to prank phone call you.
I'm gonna beat that to death. She know I don't play about my damn son. At all. That's my only son. I don't play about him. I'm going to be there. Is she there?
Can she hear me? Baby.
It's on after this. It's on.
It's on?
It is on.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's on. I'm whooping It's on. I hope you can hear me. Wherever you at laughing, it's on.
What y'all think?
I think
it's gonna be a fat gang. It'll be a fat gang of kids.
You finna get boycotted.
Tommy, I want to talk to you about some jokes, man.
Get boycotted.
Y'all go to thomasmiles.com. Go to thomasmiles.com and leave me all the information of any... thomasmiles.com. All the information of anyone that you want to get pranked.
thomasmiles.com.
See, that's without your mentoring. That's without one mentoring session.
Was that a bad move without the mentor?
I think it's a good move. I do think it's a good move.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I'm going to make some good moves. We gonna make some good moves.
Why do you think that's a good move, Steve?
That's who he is. He's Thomas Miles. No matter what character he develops, it's still Thomas Miles.
Okay, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, me and my man have a little situation.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, did you guys see the Grammys last night? Hit us up on Steve Harvey FM. Tell us your favorite moment. Was it Kendrick Lamar? That was a great moment.
Hi. I'm Dave Chappelle. And I just wanted to remind the audience that the only thing more frightening than watching a black man be honest in America is being an honest black man in America. Sorry for the interruption. Please continue.
Was it Jay-Z? Was it Bruno Mars? Was it Cardi B?
Love Cardi B, boy. That's
Cardi
my wife's favorite.
Oh, sure, yes. Cardi B. Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Cleanest couple, Jay-Z and B.
Oh man.
Have you seen their pictures on the gram, Steve? Ooh,
man.
They look so good.
Man, my wife, that's the couple. My wife loves them.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They look so good, Grammy.
They be getting at it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jay be gangsta though, boy. Yeah. Hold on, play on. Yo.
Yeah, he's aging well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, transitioning from, you know.
Thank you, Shirley.
He's doing, and of course you are.
I know that was meant for me. That's why I just
did it. Snatched his comment.
You know, you just snatched one out the air that really wasn't even talking about you. Well, thank you, Cher.
You took Jay-Z's compliment. Yeah.
They're a great couple.
What about Monique Jay-Z and Jimmy? What about them? Anything? Anything?
Who?
Don't ask him, please. I'm asking a question.
Monique and Sydney. That's what
I'm asking a question. That's all I'm doing. Statements get me in trouble.
I love
him. Beautiful couple.
We ready?
All right, right now it's time. Wait, hold on, Tommy. Right now it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you want our advice, all you have to do is submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. All right, nephew, let's go. Just like this one.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. It is the Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject, me and my man have a little situation. Dear Stephen Shirley, I met a gentleman 7 months ago. I'm 45 and he's 37. When we met, he lived 3 hours away, so he decided to move to my area. It's been 4 months now since we've been in the same city, and I'm starting to see issues with him. He didn't have a plan in place when he moved to my city, and now he's living in a shelter because I told him he cannot live with me. He doesn't have a car, and I refuse to drive him around. He does have a job. In fact, he's had 3 different jobs since he's been here. He has been fired from each job because he has an issue with the way people talk to him. See, he has issues with being short. He is only 5'3".
Hold on, wait a second.
I'm out. I'm out.
I told you to stick around.
No, I'm finna take a break, but I'm not finna do this.
Let
me just say, thank you, Jesus.
I told you were gonna love it.
So good.
And I asked your nephew to stick around.
I'm going to the break room.
We're a team. All right, see.
We ain't no team.
See, he has issues with being short. He's only 5'3". I am 5'2". So his height doesn't bother me, but it bothers him. He has short patience with people. I believe he's been abused by a woman before because he always thinks I'm talking down to him and belittling him. I jokingly push these issues to the side, but it's getting old. I'm getting to the point where I want to end this relationship. Can I help him overcome this, or should I just let him work through his own problems alone? Please help. Listen.
Is it my turn?
No, Shirley goes first.
Okay. Let me get back.
I know that's right.
I told you were going to love this. And you're welcome, by the way. You're welcome. Listen, you may not have a problem with his height, but he certainly does. Mm. And you got to let him work it out on his own. There are things that you can help him do. I don't know, maybe take him to therapy so he can deal with it that way. But there's nothing you can do about his problem with his height. You cannot change people. You cannot change him. You've only known him for 7 months. It made me think, did you see him before you guys, you know, got together? But I guess you did, because you would have said that if you didn't. But now he's moved. You guys didn't talk about what was going to happen, where he was going to live, whether or not he had a car. You guys didn't discuss any of that before he moved to the same city. How can he's had 3 jobs since he's been there? He's only been there, what, 4 months? He has an issue with the way people talk to him. This is crazy. These are things that he has to deal with on his own, and he's probably been dealing with for the majority of his adult life. You don't care because he's still taller than you at 5'2". So I don't know if you're going to be able to help him overcome this, because he's got to do it first. Only thing you can do is to be there to support him. Yeah, he's going to have to work through these problems alone. I don't know if this relationship's going to last because he can't keep a job. He lives in a shelter. I mean, you know, and you want him to do better, I'm sure, but he can't because of he has a problem with being little. You know, he needs counseling, I think. Steve, it's your turn now.
Uncle Steve, can I say something to you?
I ain't got enough time.
This is the time to give good advice. This is not the time to be funny and be rude and stuff, okay?
Please don't start it out, Steve, as Dear Tommy.
I'm the one to give stupid advice. You're supposed to really be nice.
Okay, Dear Steve and Shirley.
Okay. I can't wait for
Steve.
Him. Now, this lady met this man. Y'all need to stop right now. Let me go.
Don't let me down.
I promise you I won't.
Loose him, y'all. Loose him. Let him go.
I'm 45 years old. He's 37.
Don't let me down.
Right there, he showed. He down 8 years. He already done equated this to inches. You can believe that. You 45, he 37. When we met, he lived 3 hours away. So he decided to move to my area. It's been 4 months now since we've been in the same city. Here's the line in this letter that really amazes me.
What's that?
I'm starting to see issues with him. Really? So here we go. He didn't have a plan in place when he moved to my city. He's now living in a shelter. Your man that you dating, the one that moved to your city, is now living in a shelter. So when you go by, pop in to see him. How's that working for you? Where you sit at the shelter? Little man ain't got no home. Oh, you can get him a house. Listen to me. Tiny houses is everywhere. Got his ass a house at Toys R Us. They got this boy could have had a place by now.
Hang on, Steve. Tiny
House Nation is on TV.
We'll have part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Part 2 of your response.
Now, I left y'all with this woman dating this shout man.
Yeah, me and my man have a little situation. That's
yeah, now, she five, he 5'3", she 5'2", so that don't bother her. Mm-mm. It's an 8-year difference in them, because she 45, he 37. Now, he done moved into town, but he ain't got no plan. She won't let him live with him, so he live in a shelter. I was just wondering how it is for her when she stopped by.
Yeah.
How you gonna see your man at a shelter? Where you sit? Which end of the bed is yours? Because one thing I know from being homeless, you can't sit on the other homeless person's stuff. You bet not. That's rule number one. That's all they got.
Territorial, yeah.
You don't touch my grocery cart. You don't put your hand on my duct tape.
Oh, okay.
You don't get away from this blanket. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a car, and I refuse to drive him around.
So now he just trying to walk around with them little ass legs.
Well, he does have a job, Steve.
He got a job, but he ain't got no car.
Right.
You refuse to drive.
He's a short order cook.
Now, he got to trot everywhere. In fact, he had 3 different jobs since he been here. He's been fired from each job because he has an issue with the way people talk to him. And, oh, Lord, how many times have we run into this? How many times? See, you wrote the right show. Because we are dealing with this ourselves. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to give us to vent some of the things that we've been going through. Because we got somebody on this show that has an issue with the way people talk to him. He stay touchy. He edgy all the damn time. Something always wrong. He always offended. See, he has an issue with being short. Ding!
Junior.
Wouldn't you have an issue with being short if you were 5'3"? Now, she says, so his height doesn't bother me, but it bothers him. He has short patience with people.
Wait a minute.
What you want him to have? Long patience? He don't like nobody because he edgy. He always assume it's about his height. He produced the thought that we had to produce on this show. If you throw a rock in a pack of dogs, the one that holler is the one you hit. Every time we mention height on this show, we got one person jump to conclusion that we talking about him. Even when we not. Like right now, I can bet you he think we talk about his ass right now. Now, she says, I believe that he's been abused by a woman before because he always think I'm talking down to him. That's because the women he dated was taller. They was talking down to him.
Literally.
It happens to Tommy. Excuse me. It happens to this person we refer to all the time.
No name, Steve. Don't mention any.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That kind of slipped out. Now, I believe he's been abused by a woman because they always think I'm talking down to him. I jokingly push these issues to the side, but it's getting old. I'm getting to the point where I want to end this relationship. Can I help him overcome this? I want to answer that for you in just a second. Or should I just let him work through his own problems alone? Can I help him overcome this? No, you cannot. No, you cannot. This person can be 50. You ain't going to be able to help them.
Why you pick 50? Why that?
Because that's a big number.
Oh, okay.
He 37.
Uh-huh. Right.
I done seen this go all the way up to at least I know 50.
You for just sure. Pick 50. The blue.
50 for damn sure. We ain't been able to help him yet. Or should you let him work through his own problems alone? He can't. He has no answers for this. Because he touch it all the damn time. It's always about him. Little people got big issues. Little man, short patience. They got short legs. They got short arms. They send up everything about him is short. But one thing about short people, they get a job, though. I don't care what nobody say. They always working. I'm surprised. See why he had a shelter. Shelter at 5'3", he could easily sign up for foster care. He could be in somebody's house.
He can get in the house.
Yeah, he can get in the house because he's so short. Rude. And once again, why is he out of work and ain't got nowhere to stay? Why is he in a shelter? Listen, I was watching Tiny Houses the other day. Tiny House Nation. This be like a mansion for him. Matter of fact, you can take this little ass house and you can rename it. You can call it like a chateau or something.
Oh,
give it a big name.
That's
and
nice.
It be just for little people.
Wow.
See, that's how you do it.
That's genius, Steve.
You take a little house and give it a big name.
Wow. Yeah.
See, you ain't got to call it Tiny House. Call it a chateau.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of the rooms pop out, lift up a lid that was a cupboard for clothes and stuff. It's a bathtub.
Wait,
you understand? You climb upstairs for storage in a little loft. You move that stuff out the way. It's a bunk bed.
Man.
The stove and the toilet is the same thing.
What?
You fix the food on the toilet. Then
you move all the stuff out the way and lift the lid up and you put the food that you just ate down in the toilet.
I can't go with you on that one.
No, these are for tiny houses, Shirley. You ain't got to because you have a home. But these people right here, sharp people like this, can do stuff like this. I've seen it done.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Tell me you all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Just I'm a man. I'm going to be all right.
No, you all right. You ain't fine.
You all right, yeah, you a man. But it's two things you ain't. You ain't fine. And you're not tall. And you damn near this letter. Because we have seen all this. It has helped us see some of the things that we dealing with.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Please don't forget to join me this Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern for the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook Live.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Van Jones, you know, is our special guest, Van Jones from CNN. He has a brand new show on CNN. That started on Saturday. Jay-Z was his first and very special guest. Mm-hmm. Van asked Jay-Z about President Trump and his blank hole comments. He asked him about unemployment for Black Americans. And he also asked him about his marriage to Beyonce. Take a listen.
We have a president that comes and says every African country is a whole country. Mm-hmm. I mean, how does that land with you as a dad?
Yeah, it's disappointing and it's hurtful. It really is hurtful, more so. Like, everyone feels anger. But after the anger, it's really hurtful because it's like you're looking down on a whole population of people. And you're so misinformed because these places have beautiful people and have beautiful everything. Yeah. And it's just, like, this is the leader of the free world speaking like this. But on the other side, this has been going on. Yeah. This is how people talk. This is how they talk behind closed doors. There was a moment where Donald Sterling had been exposed as this racist on a private phone conversation that he was having, and they took his team from him. And it's like, okay, that's one way to do it. But another way would have been, let him have his team, and then let's talk about it together, unless maybe some penalties. But because once you do that, all the other closet racists just run back in the hole. You haven't fixed anything. What you've done was spray perfume on a trash can. And what you do when you do that is, you know, the bugs come and you spray something and then they come and then you create a super bug, right? Because you don't take care of the problem. You don't take the trash out. You just keep spraying whatever over it to make it acceptable. And then, you know, as those things grow, then you create a super bug. And then now we have Donald Trump, the super bug. I'm being funny. I think I say that too, but somewhere along his lineage, something happened to him.
Something happened to him
and he's in pain and he's like expressing it in this sort of way.
Well, you know, let me say this. Mm-hmm. What Jay is saying makes great sense because I think when Van Jones was on the show, we even had touched on it. You know, you can say that unemployment is at an all-time low for African Americans. But that's not just didn't happen over the past year.
Right.
I mean, this was some stuff that had been put into place with policy all the way back to the stimulus package.
President Obama.
Yeah, and it comes around. Now, because he's been a year as the president, can he take some credit for that? Of course he can, and he will, and he is.
Yeah.
He's taking credit for it. Oh, you best to believe. And if anybody was in office, they'd be doing the same thing. So that part I get. But the part of it is, we have the lowest unemployment rate, but we are at our most dysfunctional phase.
Mm.
This is the most dysfunctional I've ever seen this country. I mean,
in our lifetimes, you mean?
No. It's not the most dysfunctional I've seen. I'm sorry. I've seen way worse. The segregation of the South. Uh-huh. I've seen way worse.
The Nixon era.
But for this to be coming from the White House, the way it's coming in terms of policy and rhetoric, I've never seen this. At least when they were doing racial things, they had the at least courtesy to try to mask it with some type of conversation that tried to make you think it wasn't really that racist.
Yeah.
But now there is no attempting to hide or mask anything. That's what's alarming about this.
And I think that Jay-Z is right. You know, you can be so wonderfully paid, but so miserably unhappy and be sick about it. You know, if somebody pays you a lot of money but treats you horrible, at one point in time, man, when you done spent that money, the treatment outweighs the money. It really does. Mm. Example, you can be in a marriage with somebody that's doing really well, and you can be the beneficiary of all this money and all these perks. But if you ain't happy in the marriage, what you got?
It makes no sense.
It's you, man. You know how many women walk away from that money?
Yeah, man.
They get up and walk. You can have this money, man.
Tina did it in the movie.
Oh, yeah. I just want my name, Mike.
Just want my name, Mike.
Speaking of marriage, Jay talked about that with Beyonce, too, with Van Jones.
What is it about this marriage that's so special that you would fight this hard to save it?
Well, it's my soulmate. It's the person I love. You know, you can be in love with someone. You can love someone and you not. And if you haven't experienced love and you don't understand it and you don't have the tools to move forward, then you're going to have complications, period. You can either address it or you can pretend until it blows up at some point. You know, for us, we chose to fight for our love, for our family, to give our kids a different outcome. You see, to break that cycle for black men and women, you know, just to see a different outcome. Like you were saying, it's not this celebrity couple. We were never a celebrity couple. We were a couple who just happened to be celebrities.
That's beautiful.
Like real people.
Right, yeah, Jay-Z. I mean, that's being pretty honest about it.
Very honest.
You know, that is exactly how it plays itself out.
Just a couple who happened to be celebrities.
It's just what's sad about it is most people don't want to hear the other pain repeatedly over and over because it lasts way longer than you want it to last. That's the thing that someone taught me about sin. Sin costs you more than you want to pay, and it makes you stay longer than you want to stay. That's the cold thing about it. And so when you get in these situations in this relationship, it costs you more than you want to pay, and it makes you stay way longer than you want to stay. And I think what I heard him say was clear. You got to hear the other person's pain, and it's uncomfortable, and it takes some time because they got to wash through. But most people want to walk away before. I said, right. I'm sorry.
That's what I respect about that situation the most, that they hung in there and tried to work it out. They worked on it. It takes work after something like that. And it's a choice that you make to either stay or leave.
And it's tough, man. It's not easy.
Hey, listen, coming up at the top of the hour, Jay has put together a segment called Phrases That Let You Know You Didn't Do Well in the Bedroom.
He'll heard be
back
them all.
He'll be
I've
back
heard
to explain
all.
It right after this.
I've heard every last one of these.
Subject he knows well, apparently.
I speak from what I know.
Uh-huh. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, Jay is here, your friend, the one you hired, the one your road dog back in the day. Come on, Jay, phrases that let you know you didn't
these
do well.
These are phrases every man, once you hear these phrases, they automatically let you know you did not do a good job.
We all been there.
We've all had some bad nights. Who was that?
Junior? You too?
What?
Every
Steve,
man.
You mighty quiet, man.
What, Harvey?
Phrases to let you know you have not done a good job. Like, here's one. Is that it?
Yeah.
Ooh, get that hoon in there.
Ooh.
Is that it?
You've been told that, Jay?
Yeah, and paid money.
Wow. I'm like Tommy now.
Sure,
wow.
I'm going to give you money back.
This one's on the house.
Oh, man.
Goodness. This one's on the house.
All right, come on, young junior.
Oh, what I've heard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what time is your game coming on?
Wow.
What time is your game coming on?
Nephew.
The worst one I've heard. You got to be kidding me. Really?
Like that?
You got to be kidding me.
laugh.
All right, these are phrases that let you know, guys, that you didn't do a good job in the bedroom. Come on, Steve.
That's okay. You don't have to call me.
And that tone as well.
Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't call me. I'll call you tomorrow. I'll call you when I get in. That's
okay.
This is one that really lets you know you're not doing a damn thing in the bedroom. This one right here. Uh-huh. This one right here. This is it, Steve. Just stop. Just hold up. Stop.
Oh.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop. Yeah. Stop.
She told you to stop.
Where are my clothes? Stop. Just no. Stop. Damn it. Stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just stop.
Oh, wow. Man.
That's true.
Junior.
Well, if they got enough energy just to make a regular statement, which is normally what I get after I finish sometime. They finish, you just say, pass me my phone. Give me that phone off the nightstand. Now I'm over here just passing stuff, Nick.
She got to see what's on the gram.
You know what I'm saying?
You're doing terrible.
Just, ain't nothing like rolling over naked passing somebody a phone. Just, you ain't did nothing.
Junior.
But in your mind, are you thinking you killed it?
No, because she just told me.
Pass me my phone.
Come on, nephew. Phrases that let you know you didn't do well in the bedroom, guys. Come on.
Is this why you left your car running? Is this why you left it running? This is the reason right here, huh?
I ain't gonna be in here but about 2.
Because you're finna get right on back in.
Come on, Steve.
No, I don't need a cigarette. I'm good. Do not need a cigarette after that.
Yeah.
Wow, these are crushing
moments. I got one. This one right here. This one really hurts right here. This one right here. Uh-huh. Seriously, don't leave your wife. Please.
But not, not sugar, though.
Don't sugar.
Sugar.
Go on back home, okay?
Precious.
Oh, man.
Precious. Precious.
Man, you
don't you leave your house. You can't bring that over here. I can't.
Wow, guys.
I'll tell you what, that's this one. I knew I wasn't doing a good job. She looked at me and said, tell my son, I said, come here.
Wait, what?
What?
What? Tell my son, I said, come here.
This is over. This is finished, right?
Yeah, it's over. You invite
she back
other
to
people. Yeah, she back on it. You're inviting people in here. Now I'm in the bed. Call! Your mama said, come here.
Your mama wants you.
Hey, look here. Why don't you just wake me up when you through?
Whoa.
Just wake me up when you through.
You didn't put her to sleep. She went to sleep on her own. Oh, phrases that let you know you didn't do such a good job in the bedroom.
In the bedroom.
Come on, Mr. Harvey, what you got?
You know what? You need your ass whipped.
For real.
No, really. I like that.
You kept it 100?
Really.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my brother over here to beat your behind.
Wow, you guys go through it, Jay.
Oh, yeah. So, what time does your Uber get here?
She wants you out. Get out.
Immediately.
Like the movie, get out.
Jay, this is hard, though, but I remember this moment, too.
What?
You gonna tell what up? What you gonna tell?
So that's tell up to you?
Yeah, that's, so I'm torn.
So you talking all this noise.
So I'm torn. You did your thing, huh? Wow. What you gonna tell?
Wow. Phrases that let you know you didn't do such a good job
in the bedroom, baby.
You must have took the wrong pill.
Whoa.
That can't be the one you was trying to take. That can't be.
Oh, I don't want to be you guys right now.
Steve, what you got, man? Mm-hmm.
Steve.
This is a text that you get on your way home or after you get home. Mm-hmm. You think you done did something. You got that little emoji with the sad face on it, with the upside down frown, dot, dot, dot. You didn't do a damn thing you said you was going to do.
With the emoji on it.
Loser. Phrases.
You scared me with that one, Jimmy.
All right, more of the craziness coming up at 20 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, today is Oprah's 64th birthday, and Oprah, happy birthday, Oprah. Oprah set the record straight on whether she'll run for president in 2020, and it's a no. I think we've heard that. It's a no. She says no. She recently revealed it's always very secure and confident. She's always been a very secure and confident person in knowing what she could do and what she could not do. And so it's not something that interests her, meaning running for president is not something that interests her at this time. She says she doesn't have the DNA for it. You're good with that, right, Steve?
Yeah, that's perfect. She don't need that, man.
Yeah, in her life, yeah.
She don't need that at all. She done worked really hard, built a great career. You know, she's worked hard. Mm-hmm. She should just go on out and enjoy. So you can't accomplish anything in government. I've learned. You can't accomplish anything in government. You can't get anything done.
Yeah.
No.
Oprah even mentioned that her best girlfriend, Gail King, gets stopped all the time by people asking if Oprah's going to run. But Gail knows it wouldn't be a fit for her friend. It would only be good for everyone else, not for Oprah. So we say happy birthday, Oprah, and thank you for setting the record straight, okay? Because it was good when people were talking about it, you know, wow, if Oprah could be president.
No.
Only because we wanted, we just knew it would be better than what was in there now.
Don't run, Oprah.
Yeah.
Don't run.
No.
Enjoy your birthday.
Yeah.
No, let me, you know, ignorant stuff wouldn't be coming out of her mouth, but they will not do it right.
Yeah.
It's no way they would do it right. It would be horrible, man.
When do you think another black man or woman could become president, Steve? In the foreseeable future?
Oh, hell, in the next election.
In the foreseeable future? Yeah.
But who?
Cory Booker comes to mind. That's about it right now. Kamala Harris out of California. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sydney for president.
Sydney?
Monique Sydney.
She's so stupid. Monique husband?
What? Y'all don't even be paying attention.
It's not a politician. What?
I like your stupid. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie to you. You're stupid.
Yay, but for real he is. You love us for real, Jay.
Why are you quiet now, Jay? You say it and get quiet.
You know she sent me a text. She texted me. She did.
Monique? What
she
say?
Yeah. She said she wants to talk to me. Sugar, brother. You call me brother. Yeah.
Love.
Man, I'm not messing with Monique, man. That's a whole different weight class. I ain't messing with that, man. That's not my weight class. I apologize, Monique. I'm sorry. Take it all back.
I don't know what to say after that. I just don't.
I ain't saying that.
Yeah. Okay, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. I don't know what to say. Should we go to break here?
I'm sorry.
We should sign off.
Yes. What in the world, Jay?
I apologize, Monique. These are just jokes.
She's a comedian.
But yeah, man, but why don't you call her, though?
I ain't got nothing to say to Monique. Mm-mm.
No, you're writing songs and got,
that's
you know.
But that's what I do. Talking to people out of the South is not what I do.
Talked about it. You ask people about the boycott. You
know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he hasn't written a song. I'm surprised.
He did.
Yeah, he did. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he got a song.
He did write a song.
I don't confront people.
All about
that bass making.
Yeah, all about. Yeah, that's
who does
right.
that?
You don't confront
people you talk about.
I don't confront people I talk about. Who does that?
A lot
that's
of people.
That's just stupid.
Passive aggressiveness.
I don't live a life like that.
On who lives that danger?
Who lives that danger?
I defend Monique.
That's not what it's about, Jay.
Oh, I defend what
truth.
She said.
You got that right. She has
her
that.
Truth.
Got that right. Yeah, to me. I totally does. Defend what she's doing.
Speak her truth.
But these is just jokes, Monique.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, last night, of course, was music's biggest night. It was the Grammys, the 60th annual Grammy Awards. They were back in New York City at Madison Square Garden. This show was really good.
You all have to keep me abreast because I know this is going to come as a surprise to you.
What?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You weren't glued?
You usually watch the Grammys all the time, too, Steve.
I ain't never watched a Grammy.
Yes, you did. You watched them last year. We talked about it.
No, I saw Kendrick Lamar.
Right, his performance. Yeah. Last night, too. I didn't watch it.
I just happened to be cutting through. But I wasn't cutting through last night because I was glued to Netflix. I was glued to the TV.
Yeah. All right. Stop. Sit down. Be humble. Come on now.
Loyalty.
The show was good. It was good last night. After being snubbed and overlooked, hip-hop led the pack in nominations. Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Bruno Mars, SZA, Khalid, Childish Gambino, DJ Khaled, Rihanna, etc. Here are some of the highlights. Check it out.
Hi. I'm Dave Chappelle, and I just wanted to remind the audience that the only thing more frightening than watching a black man be honest in America is being an honest black man in America. Sorry for the interruption. Please continue.
I got a lot of guys in this building right now that I still idolize to this day. Jay-Z, Nas, Puff, you know? These guys show me the game through their lyrics from close and from afar. So with that being said, this trophy to hip hop, real talk. That's love, baby. Jay for president.
All right, Steve, you know we absolutely love us some Kendrick Lamar, some Jay-Z, DJ Khaled, Rihanna, on and on. Well, tomorrow is another big night. The president of these United States is set to deliver.
Come on, Jay.
Set to deliver his first State of the Union speech, the State of the Union address.
Yeah.
So speaking of being glued to the TV,
we gonna boycott that.
That's what you mean. Yeah.
Right. No, I'm watching this.
Yeah.
Because he's gonna tell you.
Watch too, Steve.
All you're gonna hear, I promise. Listen to me.
He's not a good speech giver.
No. All you're gonna hear is right. I did it right.
Terrific.
I mean, you know, I
changed the economy. He's gonna talk about the economy. He's gonna talk about strongest military. He's gonna talk about the lowest rate of unemployment for African Americans. Mm-hmm. He's going to talk about the highest numbers in the stock market. He's going to talk about all of that. That's what this whole thing is going to be focused on.
Yep. I did this.
Border control, making this country safe again. That's all he's going to talk about.
State of the Trump address.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people boycotting, you know.
A lot of Democrats.
A lot of mayors are definitely boycotting, not going at all.
John Lewis from Georgia is boycotting.
I mean, you know, come on now.
Maxine Waters.
The S-hole comments alone.
Are we not supposed to watch it?
No, it's just some people have decided not to watch. He wants you to watch, but there are a lot of people that have decided not to even go and not to watch.
But, Steve, is that one black guy going to be there? You know the one I'm talking about?
With the
long ponytail or whatever he had.
With the ponytail.
Yeah.
Black for Trump.
Right, yeah. Right there. So that's going on tomorrow night.
Is it on Netflix?
Tomorrow night or tonight?
Yeah, it'll be everywhere.
Tomorrow night or tonight?
It's tomorrow night.
I got to do two shows. I'm going to probably miss it.
All right, we'll be back with Steve's closing remarks. They are back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Last break of the day, Steve.
That's the first. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Just one more thing. Your closing remarks are back.
Hey, before I do that, can I have one open mentoring session with Tommy right quick?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
The first thing that we want to
hold on.
Do.
No, you don't answer that.
I can answer it.
No, Shirley answered it for you.
I answered it.
She wants to hear it.
She's my spokesperson.
We need two things at the beginning of this year.
Yes, I am.
Two things to begin the year with.
What, Steve?
We need a very competent assistant.
We're working on that, huh?
I didn't say you wasn't. I was just saying this is what's needed. Okay, a very competent assistant who knows more than you.
Okay. That won't be hard.
Second thing we need.
My nephew unemployed.
How old is he, Junior?
14.
We need a booking system. You should use a travel agent to book your flights.
Yes, sir.
They can find discounts for you. And I think they have ins and outs and more knowledge about when you can fly and help save. Those two things we should work on immediately.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then you should
I'll be glad when we meet.
I will too. But since
because all this on air is
February 28th. Well, hell, what I'm supposed to do? Maybe you can wait till February 28th. I can't.
That was busy.
But until then, those are two good mentoring tips, Tommy. Don't you think?
Yeah, Shirley. He won't stay in town, Shirley.
I'm fine with what? I gotta go see my family, Steve. Come on now,
Doc. I ain't saying where you're going.
Okay.
I just stated the fact that you won't stay in town. So when I'm available, he gone.
Well, you're only available on the weekend. You're only available on the weekend.
Wait,
I mean, I really can't see you during the week at all.
Wait a minute.
Steve, can he see you during the week?
Who needs the mentoring? I don't need mentoring. All the people that mentor me, I'm on their schedule.
You bring up a very good point.
Oh, man.
Tommy, you have any advice for your uncle?
Can I say this, though?
What?
I text Bishop Jakes. I text Bishop Geddes. I text Bishop Ulmer. I text Joel Osteen. I text Robert. I text
Can I jump in? Let me jump in. When I text you, you don't respond.
I respond to everything. But what all you do is put me in group text.
I text you last week, you said, what the blank you want now? You don't remember that?
Okay. But what did you want?
That's but not mentoring. What the blank you want? I'm not responding after that. I need a day or two to digest that.
What he's saying, Steve, is you hurt his feelings. That's what he's saying.
We ain't got time to worry about that.
Oh, he talked to everybody like that, though.
But he's
what the blank you want
why he
now?
Taking it personal. Why he taking it personal, Steve?
That was the text. Do you want the information or you want this kindness?
Steve, you read the strawberry letter. He has issues with how people talk to him.
I didn't write that letter.
Short 50 years, Shirley.
I ain't wrote that letter.
He didn't just get short. Stop talking about the letter, Tommy. We know it's about you.
Facts.
Nobody in here. Ain't nobody else thinking it was about them.
He has issues with being short. I just happen to have the letter right here.
How you happen to have that?
I don't know.
He has issues with being short. And issues with being talked to harshly.
Yeah, he has issues with being short. He has short patience with people. He always thinks I'm talking down to him and belittling him.
I'm 6'2".
It goes on and on. He's been fired from each job because he has an issue with the way people talk to him. He has issues with the way people talk to him. So that kind of speaks to what you guys were just talking about. The text, Tommy. We're trying to help you, Tommy.
Harshly.
Don't you know love
Shirley,
when you hear
last week I said, hey, Unc, how you doing? Mm-hmm. You got any time in the next day or so? What the blank you want now? That's what I got.
I'll have to refer again to Exhibit A.
That's what he wants to know.
I'll have to refer again to Exhibit A. He has a problem with the way people talk to him. I'm sorry. It's right there. He has an issue with the way people talk to him.
There you go. And all you had to do was, this is what the blank I want. And I would have said, do this like that and that like this.
Can we stop text cussing in 2018?
That's not going to happen. Now, you're not going to get that.
You can either get it in the text or you can get it in the face.
Yeah, it's going to be cussing.
I prefer to take it on the text.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to be some cussing, Tommy. Cause
if he's not cussing you, he ain't talking to you. So
right.
Yeah. He don't love you if he ain't cussing it.
Right. So
he only cuss when he likes you.
Yeah. Right. So what do you want?
I'll tell you when I had a meeting.
He wants his without cussing. That's what he wants.
I'm
not going to get that. Don't look at it. That's just never mind.
Well, the stuff he gave you today was not cussing.
No, it's. I got that. Okay. I'm going to run with that.
About to be if you keep going.
Hey, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever thought about hiring Monica Barnes?
No, I have not.
And let me tell you why. Because it's a job that she could easily do.
And if you think Steve talks to you harsh, wow.
Yeah, wait on me getting mad. Hey, folks, have a great weekend. Closing remarks will continue tomorrow.
It's
we had to
Monday.
Do a little mentoring today. Have a great weekend.
Monday.
Super Bowl coming up this weekend. Yeah. In the
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.